Side A is called Baby Talk, is it not?
Baby Talk's on one side, Brontosaurus is on the other side. Produced and engineered and mixed by Steve Albini, who did like a Nirvana record and some Pixies records, and he does all that stuff, and he hates vocals, so we'll see how it sounds.
Oh, I heard this already. There ain't no vocals in it. Cheap Trick with Baby Talk. No kids, that's not the hottest new band out of Seattle. That's the hottest old band out of Illinois. Cheap Trick with Baby Talk. On the horn, we have Rick Nielsen, the lead guitar player and the guy with about a billion guitars. Hello, Rick.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Well, until you guys called, pretty good.
Your new album is coming out on Red Ant Records in what, a week, a month, a year?
Well, it came out a couple weeks ago in, 2 weeks ago this weekend in Japan, and it's... doing just fine.
Man, you guys got the thing going on with Japan. What's up with that? Just because of Budokan and all that?
Well, no, we're one of the few bands or businesses that is trying to get something back. You know, everybody else is like sort of, you know, I love Japan, but you know, but I don't like getting beat up over here. And so we've for years we've been trying to turn around the the deficit spending that the United States has and try to do something with it.
So you're going to balance the trade debt.
And I've got no medals for it, but there you go. I wasn't asking for any.
Well, welcome to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. As you know, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And we are happy to have you on tonight's program. Rick Nielsen from the band Cheap Trick. Your new song on Sub Pop is called Baby Talk. Now, this is kind of different for you, or maybe it's not that different after all.
Well, we did it with Steve Albini. You know, he's too well known and too good to work with us, but that didn't stop us.
Now slow down. He's not that well known in the mainstream circle.
Oh.
Now all the underground kiddies in the underground parts of town, they know who Steve Albini was. He was in this ultra hip band called Big Black back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And he didn't like vocals mixed up real high on his record, which is evident in Baby Talk.
Well, he keeps the vocals down, but that's okay.
But Robin was really screaming on that one. Robin Zander, the lead
Robin
singer of
well.
Cheap Trick.
Robin does well.
Now, didn't you split a few hairs with Steve Albini over the vocal mix on Baby Talk?
No, you know, it's like he said right away, one of the first things he said to us is, you know, I don't mix the vocals up real loud. And I said, well, that's because you don't have a real vocalist most of the time. And then we got Robin in there. It's like, you know, it's like, well, you know, it's like this is a new ball game, new day here. And Robin got in there and he just wailed away.
Now, when you wrote the song Baby Talk, back when it was in its compositional phase, did you know that you were going to be recording it for the ultra-hip Sub Pop record label with the ultra-hip Steve Albini producer, or did you think it would just be on your next epic release?
No clue either way. I think it was one of many songs that we had done, and that song will not change the world, but it's just a tune. When the fact that he enjoyed hearing it, and it was in raw and kind of, it's not the greatest song in the world, but it's not the worst.
Hey, it's a heavy song, man.
Fun rock pop song.
Yeah, don't diminish the quality of that song, Baby Talk. Does this mean we could go back to some of your older records, and if you had an ultra-hip producer and an ultra-hip record label and not, you know, like some mainstream cat on Epic putting it out, that all your albums would rock that heavy, even the last couple?
Oh,
not to slam them, but you know what I'm saying.
Did I disagree with you?
No.
I think all our records, they're good qualities and they're the real qualities. But they're all interesting, and I think I've just been doing some interviews, and I think we're almost like the kings of the B-sides.
Yeah, your B-side is a song called Brontosaurus that was originally recorded by Jeff Lynne and some guy named Wood with the
Move. I don't just mean like one song or one single. We've done so much stuff that, you know, like for the most part, we're not known as like some hip slapping number one toting kind of band. We're like a musician that has to go back and listen to it four or five times to find the goofy chord and a goofy note, and that's what makes me a fan of music still to this day.
We're talking to Rick Nielsen from the rock and roll band Cheap Trick on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
So is either one of these songs, Brontosaurus or Baby Talk, on your new LP, which is called what, by the way?
It's a real strange name. It's called Cheap Trick.
Cheap Trick.
Yeah.
Now, you know this will be your comeback record if you're naming it after yourself.
Well, you know, we thought, why confuse people if they don't want to buy it?
Wasn't the first one called Cheap Trick?
Oh.
That's right. It wasn't called He's a Whore. It was called Cheap Trick.
Oh, yeah. Peter Gabriel had three records called Peter Gabriel.
Well, that's his problem, though.
Yeah, you know, it's like we wanted to call ours Peter Gabriel, but, you know, we thought we'd have some trouble.
So is Baby Talk on Cheap Trick?
It's on the Japanese album. It's not on the American album.
Why not? You're always giving the Japanese kudos, man. What's up with that? We talked about that already. What if Steve Albini...
Well, no, we're not. It's like it's kind of a standard practice. But on the American record, on the CD, if you go to track one, and here's a... You know, I know you have about 400 million listeners on your station.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to track one when our record comes out, and if you have a CD player that will go backwards, if you go back to 2 minutes and 56 seconds past or before track one... and play it, there's a hidden track of some, Where's Waldo of Cheap Trick.
Oh, cool. Now, what if Steve Albini or somebody else had been recording The Flame with you guys, would it have been a different song, or would it have still been the anthem that it was?
Well, the song is pretty good. We do a pretty good job on it, but we probably wouldn't have done it with him.
It wouldn't have worked with the vocals mixed
in. We were going to do a song called Downed. And when you talk about Big Black, those guys, their first single was called He's a Horror and something else.
That's right. They did a cover and a little mock album cover.
And a cover.
And they dressed up like Bunny Carlos.
Well, they dressed up like the whole band, like three of the guys. And it was like, it was a cool version. It was the first kind of, I don't want to call it tribute record, but it was like the first time like somebody screwy tried screwing with screwy songs. It's like, this is good.
And they're from, and just, Al Beany's from Chicago too, isn't he? Did you
I
know
think
him?
He's from Hangar 54 or something.
Hmm.
Hangar 15. I think he's from Roswell, New Mexico or something.
Well, what's he like up close and personal, Steve Al Beany, that is?
He's a great guy. He's a very talented person, very smart guy, and I've enjoyed speaking with him and working with him very much.
What's Bunny Carlos like up close and personal?
None of the above.
That's what I thought.
Bunny's a great guy. I was just we were together today working on stuff. We've been together for a long time, so you know, it's like we don't always like each other, but we tolerate and we really work well together.
Well, that's what you got to do.
Yes.
So are you hitting the road to promote Cheap Trick?
I think so. We're out with Stone Temple Pilots coming up in April. Before that, we're doing some shows up the West Coast. We just finished doing the Sundance Film Festival, and we played. After that, we played at a Gavin Convention in New Orleans, and we've just finished a video. We're going to actually do another one, and our record came out, like I said, 2 weeks ago in Japan. It's actually doing fairly well. And our record's coming out here in the United States, and there's some good stuff on it.
What was Lollapalooza like for being the veteran band amongst all those kiddies?
What, Cheap Trick was on Lollapalooza?
He did a couple.
Yeah, we played once. They actually wanted us on a few, but, you know, it's like we had to teach these guys a few things. You know, it's like, you know, green side up and brown side down. That's sod. And they weren't quite too sure about that. And we also, if it's hot, maybe don't stand right in the sun the whole day. There were a few key elements, but I work with Chris Cornell, and he helped us write a song list. And actually, I didn't want to tell him, but you know, most of the tunes that we did were the ones that we were going to pick anyhow. But well, we did make him feel good, you know, because he's a young guy and he's in a band that I think might do okay.
Soundgarden.
Oh, yeah, that's the name of the band.
Okay. Just want to make sure we had that.
Yeah, they may have a hit one day. You think.
Well, if they get it together, if they listen to Uncle. So let's see. My son graduated from Miami of Ohio.
He was a golf major, wasn't he?
Well, no, he was a goof-off major, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he played golf, too.
And his name was Aaron, and he was a fine young kid, wasn't he?
Well, his name is Aaron, and he still is.
Didn't he do the thing that most college kids do when they graduate, is move back home?
Well, I wish I didn't know so many students because can't wait to get rid of them here. But, it's like, who wants to move out of my house?
Well, send our congratulations to Aaron for graduating from Miami University. Hey, Redskins are not to be Redskins.
Congratulations to me that he graduated.
Well, yeah, you probably had to pay for it, but you're a big shot rock star.
Is that what the Flame went for, Aaron's out-of-state tuition?
Yeah, if I would have written it, I still wouldn't like it so much, but... Well, we did a good job on
it. Hey, between you and Aaron, man, is it Redskins or is it the Red Hot Peppers, or what do you think they should be calling the teams up in Miami University?
The Stinkers?
The Stinkers?
I have no idea.
Well, where do you stand on that whole Native American Redskins controversy?
Hey, excuse me. I'm part Indian.
Are you?
I'm 564th Sioux.
Really?
Yeah, I was just with my lawyer. Now I'm 100% Sioux.
Is that what?
But I am actually part Sioux Indian.
Really? Is that why you grew your beard long and had it all braided up?
No, it's because I like fire water.
Yeah.
You still got the beard working?
Yes, I do.
You work that into the act quite nicely.
Yes, I'm I'm trying to use it. It's like I'm one of the few people that can floss their brain.
Well, Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick, I'm going to let you tell us a little bit about Brontosaurus. It's a cover song.
Well,
tell us a little bit about that and I'll spin
longer.
It.
I've got places to go and
I know.
And people to.
That's why you're
going to
tell us about Brontosaurus and we're going to hang up the phone.
So what do you want me to tell you?
Well, we know who wrote it and we know what it's all about, but we're going to pretend like we don't and tell our listening audience who wrote the song Brontosaurus.
Don't you guys know?
Yeah, but we want you to tell
us. Okay.
This is showbiz.
Okay. This is one of the main influences in my musical life. The gentleman that wrote it, his name is Roy Wood. He's crazy. He's talented. He's not as good looking as I am, but you know he writes some cool songs. And if you notice the riff that's in here, if you know anything about Cheap Trick or some of our older stuff, we stole the riff from this song and put it in the cover version that we had done years ago of the song California Man. And this song was actually number one a number of years ago. And in America, I don't think anybody's ever heard it. And it's two guitars, one singer, or a couple singers, myself and Robin, bass and drums, and it's done, produced by Steve Albini, and I hope you enjoy it. And it's out on a 45 vinyl version on Sub Pop, and it's called Brontosaurus.
And wasn't Jeff Lynne in that band with Roy Wood, that ELO guy?
Well, Roy Wood started it, and then Jeff Lynne came in. Jeff Lynne is like one of my favorite.
But should Jeff Lynne have been allowed to butcher the Beatles the way he did?
Well, no, the Beatles butchered themselves.
You don't put any blame on Jeff Lynne's shoulders, do you?
Jeff Lynne is great.
Even with the Traveling Wilburys?
Yeah, Jeff Lynne is great.
Okay, I'm just checking.
And I don't care, you know.
He's got the coolest white guy fro working.
Well, if anybody wants to beat up on him, I'll stay on his side because whatever he's done wrong, it's only everybody else that's around him or somebody doesn't get it. This guy is sonically one of the best producer guys in the world, one of the best songwriters, one of the best lyricists. If you ever listen to the old band Idle Race, he was way ahead of what was going on and nobody knows him, and his worst claim to fame was being an ELO and supposedly lip-syncing to some stuff.
Oh, man.
This guy is one of the most talented people in the world. Who wants to take on a band like the Beatles and try to fix it up?
Phil Spector couldn't do it.
Hello?
Nobody could do it.
If everybody can hate Jeff Lynne, but Rick Nielsen, will stand by him 100% all the way because he is one of the most talented people in the world.
And he's got a very distinctive sound, which is hard to come by.
Hey, I just have a stinky sound.
Thanks a lot, Rick Nielsen of Cheap Trick, for being on with Chris and Rob.
Oh.
This is you can say goodnight now.
I thought it was somebody else.
No, sorry. It's not Larry.
Chris and Rob, I'll speak to you and next time we have a record come out, but wait till you hear the new record. Cheap Trick, sounds great, and thanks for playing us tonight, and thanks for listening to me blather and lather on.
Thanks for being here, Rick.
Adios, amigos.
Lighter.
All right.